Alrighty. Well, just before we started recording, Eric had a very nice jacket on. I was going to compliment him. And now he just looks like he always looks, just a lighter shade of gray today.
Yeah, I have about two outfits, the blue sweater or this sweater.
It's good. It's
Yeah.
good. Yeah, you have broad shoulders. The jacket looked very nice.
Hey, I'll
Just
throw
so
it back.
everyone
I'll throw
knows.
it back on.
Okay, for our viewers can see, I think it's a bomber style.
Lululemon, it's reversible, actually.
Oh shit. He
Look at
must have
that.
closed one home this year.
Exactly. See
Holy fuck.
that?
That's nice.
Thanks.
Nice. I mean, a little kill, like for LA. It's a little much. Okay. Just put on a t-shirt and get on with your life.
We're going to get into the weather conversation again.
Yeah, again. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do our we're the banter bros. I think we've coined that term now from Clubhouse, the banter bros, banter boys. And I want to hop into it because I was telling you I have a story.
Yeah, I'm excited for the story. You've been telling me you have this story for the last 3 days now. So
Yeah.
let's
Well,
hope it's a good one.
I told you this morning, but
And
it's
yesterday.
neither here nor there. So it's about Clubhouse. So if you can just go back, remember our Clubhouse Crashers episode? We were giving tips.
Yeah, all the repeat listeners we have, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling
No,
you.
exactly. Oh, you're telling me.
I'm
Okay.
telling you. And if you, yeah. So one of my tips in the Clubhouse Crashers episode was if you want to tell someone to fuck off without telling them to fuck off, you leave quietly as soon as they start talking.
Yep.
Okay.
Baller move.
Yeah. Super baller move. Okay. This is what happened. A celebrity. I've been doing a lot of clubhouses. I was on with a celebrity yesterday. He's a real estate celebrity. He's a ton
We're
of
not going to use
followers.
his name.
Not gonna use his name. Ton of followers, verified, all of it. Okay.
Can you give me a hint? Give me a hint.
You know him. I know him. I've texted with him.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, okay. He's a nice guy. Anyways, he pulled the fuck you move to me.
Wow.
He was on Clubhouse and I was like, oh, this is fucking great. He's here. It's gonna up my credibility here. They say, hey Matt, how's it going? I say, hey guys, great, great fucking he left.
Immediately, did you say something that could have pissed him off, or was it
I said, hey guy, fucking out.
immediately?
Did a little introduction on me. I said, hey guys, great tip. Fucking gone.
Power move.
Power. He
Did it
must listen to the podcast.
probably not. Were you rattled by this? Because that would rattle me.
That's all I could think of the rest of the
Yeah.
clubhouse. I had to be on for an hour.
Oh
I couldn't,
man.
yeah, couldn't
Which
think of
club
it.
was this, the agency Instagram clubhouse?
I won't say, but
Oh, you wouldn't even say the name. Wow.
no, I won't say which one it
Well,
was.
this is a very, very cryptic story here. We
I was
can't say
on
where it was or who it was or what happened.
I was on three or four clubhouses yesterday, in and out. But yeah, I did do an agency one, which was awesome.
Yeah, how was that? Who was in?
I was there.
Oh, wow.
The managing partner of my office, Peter, just a bunch of agency people. Alexia Umansky was there. So good, a great panel. And yeah, but then this rocked my world yesterday, and I was off the whole day.
Yeah, the problem is early on in the clubhouse, if you get thrown off either by someone leaving the second you start talking or you make a joke that falls flat, it could fuck your entire clubhouse up. Like we were doing that Digi deep dive, that
Yep.
conference we're speaking at on April 14th or
Yep.
15th. And Jason Pantana, Tom Ferry's coach, was in the room. And then I had some stupid joke like, why is Jason the keynote and not me? I'm
Yeah.
literally a floating key.
Yeah.
And then I was just like thinking about how stupid that joke was the entire time.
I was just bad. I was like, oh fuck, this is gonna
Yeah.
fuck him up. And then he goes, and then guys, if you weren't there, I'll let you know what Eric said. He goes, so guys, be sure to bring your snorkel for
It,
Digi
well,
deep
there's a
dive.
reason I said that because everybody kept saying, I'm going to take a deep dive into this. I'm going to take a deep dive into this. So I said, bring your snorkel, which is funny. Don't you think?
It's so dumb, but it's
That
funny.
that's the point. It's so dumb. It's funny because you don't even
Yeah.
dive with snorkels.
I was
I should have said, bring your scuba suit.
that would have fit way better.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, snorkel. You're just fucking looking at fish at the top of the water.
With your I thought that's what made it funnier, is that it wasn't completely in context.
Yeah. Well,
it was... again, you can't tell when people are laughing. Also, you were on the attack again, man. You were just vicious in those clubhouses.
I was on the ball that day.
I wouldn't say on the ball. You're on the attack.
I called you the Scottie Pippen to my Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, the banter's great, but we also, like, I can't be talking and then thinking about what is Matt going to say to this immediately. How is he going to undercut everything I just said?
I've been on the ball. Like I said, so for those who don't know, whenever we decide we're going to crash a clubhouse or be on a clubhouse, we text each other before. We say, are we bringing the heat today or not? And bringing the heat means, like, are we going for the banter? Are the banter bros coming out?
Right.
Or is it more subdued? Are we just going to kind of chill out? Don't speak unless spoken to. And it's never been that. It's always, yeah, let's bring the fucking heat.
We bring the heat. And yeah, we're mixing it up a little bit, at least. I think we're evolving the banter a little bit, but we're definitely, like you said, some of the same lines again, where I'm your opener to this.
I didn't say that in Clubhouse yet. That was the first time.
No, you did. That was your first time, but I guess you've said it to me so many times.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, we've all heard that one before.
No, I posted it on my Instagram story.
Okay, nice.
I mean, there's not. I'm just stating facts there. It's not banter. So
yeah, it's called a tune-up game. It's when, like, Michigan plays Appalachian State. They get the shitty one out of the way, then that's the real deal. That's how it goes. So it's not
you're my opener,
but comedy routine tune-up game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clubhouse has been, no, we're not going to talk about Clubhouse.
Yeah. I said that story because it really rocked my world. And if that has happened to anyone else, don't worry, you're not alone. This person is held in very high regard. He is a celebrity. He's verified hundreds of thousands of followers.
So not millions. It's not Ryan Serhant.
No, it wasn't Ryan. Ryan loves me.
Does he?
Yeah. He does.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes me more than you.
I don't know about that. I don't think he likes either of us.
No, I think he really likes me. I saw a video he did, and I don't want to say it was inspired by me, but it's pretty close.
Yeah. Well, speaking of real estate celebrities.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I had to ask you, and I told you I had a bunch of things I wanted to ask you, but we haven't gone through any of
them. Yeah. The electric story was the first one.
Yeah.
About the he who must not be named in the clubhouse that must not be named. And then the second one was this. So get ready, buckle up everybody for this.
Okay. And all the viewers and listeners can, you know, play on this as well. So this is awesome. I was trying not to swear this episode too.
Why?
I don't know. I heard that the YouTube algorithm doesn't like it.
Oh yeah, that 87 views we got on the last episode. That's really
because the fucks.
Yeah, exactly.
I find sometimes I replace. Yeah, it might be because I replace like and ah with fuck. Have you noticed that? I just go fucking fuck. Almost like a comma.
Yeah.
So this is what I wanted to ask you. Okay. I think this is a fun game.
Fuck up some commas. It's a rap song.
Okay. Good for you. So real estate dream team. Okay.
Okay.
So you can pick any three people in this world, preferably celebrities, other people that people know, three celebrities to make your real estate dream team. So it's you, which right out the gate is no longer a dream team because you're fucking on it. But
I wouldn't pick myself. That's for sure.
But you have to be on it. It's your team. Okay.
I can't sit on the bench.
No, I guess you can be the owner, like fucking Gillette or whatever his name is.
Gillette.
Who's the guy who owns the Patriots?
Robert Kraft.
Kraft.
Gillette Stadium.
Gillette Stadium. Robert Kraft. You could be like Robert Kraft.
Yeah, stick to Ramon's references. Yeah, I think. Okay. Leave the sports to me.
No. Okay. Well, good. So you can be the Robert Kraft. You can own the team. Okay. You don't necessarily have to. So you got three choices.
Are we playing a sport? I understand it's a real estate team, but is this like a 3-on-3 basketball? Is it 3-on-3?
No, it's just
football, hockey.
Three people you feel are going to make you the most amount of money by being real estate agents.
Should we do real estate celebrities first and then do actual fictional characters?
Sure.
Or, I mean, it could be a combination of both, I guess.
It could be, yeah. Let's just do whoever the three people you think are the best, okay?
Okay.
Holy fuck. I don't want to hear fucking Byron Lazine and Jason Cassidy either.
Dude, oh, man, like that's a squad right there. So much in-man knowledge on that squad.
Okay.
We would have the best Instagram story ads on the face of the planet.
I agree. So here we go. And folks at home, the millions that are listening, play along. Three.
Can you go first?
No, you go first. I'm asking you. Three celebrities that are going to make you the most money in real estate. They're going to be from celebrity to agent overnight.
Okay. Well, fictional character wise, I would go B.O.'s character from Wolf of Wall Street because of his confidence and sales ability. So starting the team off the ground, his cold calling would be fantastic. And then him in a room actually pitching. No.
Let me stop you.
Why would you stop me? Mid?
Because okay. That's not a fictional character. That's Jordan.
It's Belfort. Literally a fictional character.
That's Jordan Belfort.
Okay. Well then Jordan Belfort, but I don't want him because I want Leo's portrayal of him.
So why wouldn't you pick Leo?
Okay, Leo, sure. But Leo as the Wolf of Wall Street character. Let me finish. He's also not only going to be great at cold calling, but in the room as a salesperson, he'd be fantastic. So for listing presentations, lead gen, I go Leo running the point.
Okay, so... Okay,
let's switch off. So I'll do one, then you do one, and then we'll fill in our rosters from there.
Funny you say that, because I had Leo as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why you were... jumping all
well the thing I don't understand crazy. Why you would fucking choose a he's not a fictional character. It's Jordan Belfort. He's a real guy. He went to prison for like 10 years because of that movie. What he did. But Leo, I'm thinking lots of actors, because real estate's just fucking acting.
That's
all it is. So get the best actors. And exactly, I was thinking Wolf of Wall Street and Catch Me If You Can. Those are the two movies I was thinking for Leo.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, well, there you go. I think Leo would be a fantastic team lead, just by Wolf of Wall Street. He's just the whole package in my eyes. So
keep going. I'm taking a sip of my coffee.
Okay, I'm going Leo. For everything Eric said, and I think he'd be fun to be around.
I'm back.
He seems like a good dude, and yeah, Leo's my first choice as well.
Okay. So number two, Leo would be kind of the young upstart salesy guy, right?
Okay.
He's, number two.
He's like 52, but all right. Yeah.
Again, I'm going with the Leo portrayal in Wolf of Wall Street, where he's maybe in his late 20s. Just accept it. Okay. This is a fictional thing regardless. Well, number two, I'm going Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars for two reasons. One, his experience. His intergalactic negotiating skills as an ambassador.
Okay.
Two, he has the power of the force, and he has the power to change people's mind with the force. A lot of real estate agents are not the sharpest tools in the shed. They're not the brightest bulbs.
I'm sure you want this to air.
Shed. In the box. No, I'm just saying some agents, everybody knows this.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your choices.
Oh, yes. I'm very sure. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi, so he could do the Jedi mind trick, where if an agent says, no, we're not going to accept anything below $1.5 million. I know that's out of your price range, so just try to bear with me with the example. No, we can't accept anything $1.5 million. Then Obi-Wan raises his hand, you know, does a little force Jedi mind trick and says, you will accept $1.5 million. Deal's done. So experience, force, negotiating skills, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I have young, I have old. Your turn.
Okay. That is just awful. That's fucking terrible.
Well, why? Why is it terrible?
He's not. I thought you were going to go
You got nothing to say.
He's got a fake force. It's fake.
Look, this is a fictional exercise, okay?
I was thinking we could reach out to these people.
Okay, well, we can't reach out to Leo. No. Can't reach out to
Obi-Wan. We can technically reach out to Leo. We can't reach out to fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi. No, we can't.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear your second one.
Okay. All right. So my second, I thought long and hard about this. I'm thinking actors. That's my mindset. And it's a split. I'm back and forth between two, but I'm not going to say two. So I'm going to say this. Will Smith. I think he has a broad acting background. He's a rapper first, so he can spit on the fly. Okay. Mm-hmm. You want that. That's very key in real estate.
And super likable.
Super likable. I mean, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yep.
But then, from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Men in Black, fucking all the way to Concussion a couple years ago,
Yeah, his worst movie. Yeah. I mean,
okay,
I am legend. I am legend. Yeah.
Okay. Stuff like that. He's got so many more and I can't think of them right now, but he's one of my favorite. I think he would be
Independence Day.
Independence Day is fucking unreal. I just think he would be just such a great asset to the team, round out the team. And he's like Leo. He pretty much would be two team leads at that point. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can hold conversations. They seem genuine and they're chameleons. They are chameleons. And this is what I'm going for. I'm going for an actor who I go to them. I say, listen, you don't act anymore. The only thing you act like is a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
They'll fucking make you billions.
Yeah. See, unlike you, I could admit when that's a good decision. I think that's a good choice.
Yeah. Oh,
the fucking heat just came on.
Oh, well.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it destroying the episode?
No, it's fine. Okay. Keep going. All okay. Right. Hopefully this one is a real person at least. Leo is fine. I just don't understand why you didn't say Leo, because you said a fictional character, which was not a fictional character. It was Jordan Belfort. And I mean, it's hard because you're trying to get out of real estate in a month. So you're probably trying to find a dream team that's going to sabotage. I'm surprised you didn't say Tekashi 6ix9ine, Aaron Carter, and fucking Vanilla Ice.
Okay. I was just watching an interview with Aaron Carter right before this podcast.
Were you?
The guy makes like he makes like $70,000 a month on OnlyFans showing his hog.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, people are weird.
Yeah.
Okay, who's your third pick?
Third. Mm-hmm. I would have to go actress. We need some female energy in there as well.
My third is as well.
Okay. Is yours an actress also? Because I still haven't thought of mine. So can you go first and then I can formulate my opinion?
No, well, I have two I'm choosing from.
Okay, there you go. At least you could you do that while I keep thinking of mine.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you my two and I don't know. One, she's not an actress. She's a model. Kendall Jenner. I just love her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is very genuine. Despite all the hate she gets, I think she's a very genuine person. I think she's great. I think all the Kardashians... have you ever seen Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Great family. Fantastic family. I'm not even joking.
They're wonderful, they're entertaining, attractive, that's for sure.
A wonderful, loving family. Yeah, they get into fights here and there, but they mean well in the end. I think Kendall Jenner would be a fantastic asset to the team. Two, okay? This is an actress.
Okay.
Jennifer Gardner.
She's great.
Just the nicest person. Every time she does a video, I feel like I know her. And that's another thing.
It's that commercial that she's always in.
Which one?
I don't know what it is. Progressive or not Progressive.
Maybe I don't
know. I don't know. She's, okay.
But on Instagram, I follow her on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a great actress, but she's just so genuine. Same with Reese Witherspoon, but I picked Jennifer Gardner over her. And for my team as well, everyone, of course, has to be good on camera. That's a must. And then you have to be super genuine and down to earth. And I think my three picks do that with, I'm going to go Jennifer Gardner, but Kendall would be the next person I would hire. So Leo, Will Smith, Jennifer Gardner, real estate dream team.
It's a good squad. I'm going to have to go with Scarlett Johansson as my third for different reasons than you.
Okay.
Obviously, the acting ability on camera, the presence, likability, but also connections. I want to hire. Yeah, real estate's about connections, networking, knowing people.
Okay.
So all three of these people, besides Obi-Wan Kenobi, have those connections. Well, Obi-Wan has those connections too with the dead and the living.
Yeah, he's going to call Yoda.
Yeah, exactly. And you think Yoda can't figure out a real estate deal? The guy could lift a fucking X-wing with his, you know, head upside down.
Again, we'll see after if you want this to actually.
So yeah, Scarlett Johansson. She has great networking abilities.
Why do you think that though?
I mean, she's just an actress. Everybody likes her, so she's.
Yeah, but everyone likes Jennifer Gardner too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't choose Tekashi.
Nah, that guy's out of control. Face tats, doesn't look good in the room.
That would be a real estate team that goes straight to hell.
Yeah, Tekashi, Lil Pump, and
I'm telling you,
Lil Xan,
Aaron Carter, and Vanilla Ice, and Tekashi.
Yeah, that's a squad right there. What about just real estate celebrities?
Celebrities, like, okay,
or just real estate people?
Three of them.
Let's just do two. I don't think we want to bore people with this segment any further.
Yeah. Well, it'd be me. I'd choose myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll choose two others. Jordan Cohen.
Nice.
Okay. Who we've had on the podcast episode one. Go check it out if you haven't. And Maurizio Umansky. Just had him on the podcast as well. Both super genuine.
Yep.
Monsters of the industry. I think we'd kill it together. I mean, just looking at their numbers.
It's a good dichotomy too between the two, because Jordan is more on the ground type of real estate, like not necessarily handling the technological side, whether it's, you know, writing contracts, doing Instagram, that's kind of Mauricio.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan, you know, establishing all the relationships with celebrities and just like a real grinder from the age of 25 or something, he said.
23, yeah.
23, yeah. So that's a good team right there.
Who do you choose?
Byron Lazine.
Just Byron is solid.
Yeah, we could go to conferences together. Wealth and knowledge, exactly. And then number two, I would have to go with Mauricio.
Oh, so we'd have to fight over Mauricio.
Have to fight over Mauricio. He's just cool.
He's just so cool.
He makes you feel comfortable. I wouldn't want to choose Orion or anyone from Million Dollar Listing, really, or like the Altmans, because they little. I don't know if intense is the right word, but you want to feel comfortable. Like I'm talking to people, I want to go into the office and not feel nervous to be around.
Yeah.
Mauricio, Jordan, I feel like I could walk in, crack a couple jokes.
Yeah.
Super laid back. I want to walk in and Ryan's filming something, you know, ready to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
No?
I agree. Like Mauricio and Jordan are like super, they're just them, like they're not putting on anything and they're just super nice dudes, like unreal. I mean, you haven't you didn't interview them, but
no, I only had a personal meeting with them.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I'm gonna go see them in September once all this opens up.
Nice.
I'll come see you too, maybe if I have time.
Is this for that agency party that you've been talking about for 2 months?
Yeah. The agencies, yeah, everyone's gonna be there. I might invite you as my plus one.
The Jenners might actually be there. Where is the party?
I don't know. Someone's house, I think. Apparently, all my Toronto team went, like whoever was there last year went and said it was unreal. Like the sickest thing ever. So
yeah,
I've been to LA once 10 years ago. I played a show at the Viper Room.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty famous spot.
Yeah.
Sounds like it is.
Yeah. I was pretty famous.
Nice.
So just so you know, but yeah, I'm excited to get back. Like I said, maybe I'll bring you as my plus one. I'm not sure.
No thanks.
Oh really? Okay, I'll let Maurizio know you don't want to come.
Yeah, please do. Actually,
that's me hard for your dream team.
Let him. That's fine. This team is going nowhere. Everybody knows that. But
yeah,
I'm more excited for real estate conferences to open up.
So am I.
That's when the real fun starts.
Yeah, I've never done any. So
have you ever even been to one just as a guest?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've been to one as
Which
a
ones?
Guest. Just some like Richard Robbins. He's like the Tom Ferry, like Canadian Tom Ferry.
Is he good?
He's okay. It
was it like a rah-rah conference, people jumping up and down?
Yeah, it's a bunch of that fucking bullshit. I did bold, Keller Williams bold when I was with Keller Williams.
Is that their yearly conference?
No, it's like a course, I guess.
What happens there? Just a bunch of people wearing red getting shit faced?
No, it's like a big seminar, I guess. It's weird. It wasn't for me. A lot of people, day one, we had to stand up and I'll say, you know, my name's Matt and I'm bold.
Oh my God.
And I said, I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I paid whatever the hell I paid was quite a bit of money. And it was my first year in real estate.
These things are like $500.
I think this was more, but
yeah.
And it works great for some people. It's just, I don't need that pick me up. Like, you know, I'm not, just tell me what to do and I'll fucking do it. You know?
Yeah. People use it as a reset.
Yeah.
For their, it's kind of like they're like the Tom Ferry one. The Tom Ferry ones are good. And I have fun with them, like networking and partying with people. Mm-hmm. But people go as like a, it's kind of like their New Year's almost,
yeah,
where you go and then you get all these fired up speeches. You get these kind of not talking points, but you get these goals.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, from conference to conference or summit to summit, I'm going to do this every single day. And people are like, you can see it in their eyes. They're fired up.
Yeah, it works great.
It works for sure.
And Bold, I've heard such great success stories from Bold. It's just not my, I mean, day two, we had to stand up and sing Man in the Mirror, you know?
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not.
Who's running this conference?
Well,
what psychopath?
It was, she
Gary
was like,
Keller?
No, he was, I think he used to do them, but she was like a new, she was like a new Bold speaker or something. I forget her name, but didn't go well.
Yeah.
And
Bold is such a cringe name for a conference too.
Yeah, it's just, it's not, it's like I said, it's great for some people. Not ragging on it, you know, as a whole. I'm just saying it's fucking,
it's great for some people, in case you don't know.
Well, you have to be so fucking careful. I almost, you know, people are trying to cancel everyone.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh fuck, you don't like Bold? You're fucking done.
Just an army of Keller Williams. Dude. People with pitchforks outside protesting your.
You see Pepe Le Pew got canceled?
The Looney Tune?
Yeah.
For what?
The cartoon skunk.
For like hitting on.
For hitting on.
Cartoon skunks?
Yeah. Without their consent for kissing.
Right. Right.
But he's a cartoon skunk though.
He's a cartoon skunk. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was his wife. I'm pretty sure that's his wife. It was always the same skunk.
Mm-hmm.
He got kicked out of the new Looney Tunes movie, the Space Jam.
I know, and they made Lola Bunny look a little less sexy, too. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, really? I didn't see
that. Yeah, I did a little realtor meme about that. I did realtor headshot
versus
realtor in person, you know, one of those classics.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize that's what it, I need to go look at that again. That's funny, eh? And they canceled Dr. Seuss, too.
Yeah, I mean, the Lola Bunny thing for me really hit home. I remember that was... You know, I was like 4 or 5 years old when Space Jam came out for the first time. I remember looking at Lola being like, yep, with a little movement going on below the waist. I think that was kind of maybe the first time, you know.
I'm surprised you didn't pick her for your fucking dream team with Obi-Wan.
I should have, actually. She's got a nasty crossover. Yeah, it's me, Lola Bunny, Daffy Duck, and the Tasmanian Devil, I think. Like the three of us.
That movie is so good.
Yeah, it is.
That movie's so good. Well, it's just odd. Like, I get it. Like, you know, people can't be getting away with crazy shit. But we're talking about a fucking bunny and a skunk.
Yeah.
You know, like
just two comedians talking about cancel culture, you know, two real estate comedians. Acting like we're Bert Kreischer and who's the other guy?
Tom Segura. No, well, I was just saying, because I was saying
two bears, one cave.
I was saying the Bold, like,
yes,
you know, and then I kind of went in with our episode last week. How, like, you know, people are trying to come at you for whatever. So I always like say my point of view and they say, but you know, like, it's not, I understand everyone thinks differently. Fucking, you know, holy shit.
You won't be invited to speak at the next Bold conference, but that's
no, it's
okay.
Not even a conference.
Do people get drinks and shit afterwards?
No. I didn't even stick around to the whole thing. You get some trophy that says like, I am Bold.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't even fucking want that. I don't even want to be presented with that.
You could use it in your videos as like a fake agent award though.
No, I use my soccer trophies for that.
There you go.
Which people got so fucking mad at.
I know. I saw that. Ridiculous. In the real estate Facebook group, right?
so mad. So the things they were saying to me. So to put some context, did we talk about this?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about this. I did the Drake video. I said I'm award-winning and I have a bunch of my old soccer trophies. And so I posted a picture. I did like a selfie picture. I sent it to Eric the day I was filming it. I was like, yeah, I'm award-winning. And it's funny and like whatever. So I posted the picture. I said award-winning and I said hashtag winners win. And the people, some people got it. And, you know, they're, oh, it's funny because fucking soccer trophies. Right. And some people were, they're like, those are Little League trophies. Those aren't real estate trophies. Like, you know, people like you, you have such big egos. We can tell that they're soccer trophies. It's like, dude, the guy's doing a fucking drop kick. Of course you can tell.
See, those are the people that Obi-Wan would use Jedi mind tricks on to convince the deal. So when I was saying there's some realtors that don't necessarily have the highest IQs, those would be the ones.
Yeah. It's insane. Yeah. It's insane. And then I got a bunch of the mustache shit. And then a video you just posted to me, I got a bunch of mustache shit again.
I saw that actually. That was the first time I scrolled through those comments. People were like, I can't even keep watching the video because of the mustache. Yeah. It's like, what, you can't keep watching the 4 seconds that you have left?
I know. Like, is this guy even speaking English? Like, dude, yeah. I have to, you know, fucking fast you have to talk to get that shit into a 30-second reel?
I know.
Dumb fucks.
I'm going to start to do those now.
Those?
In person, not what you're doing, but in-person TikToks and Reels, kind of how I was doing last year.
Yeah, do
I need to do more of those. They do so much better, and I feel better about the content when it's more me than it's just like these stupid memes. So,
yeah, they were good, some of them. Some of them were terrible, but
yeah, well,
you know, you live and learn.
Yeah, as is half of your content. So yeah, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, you can't hit a home run every time.
No, you can't.
So, I mean, you try. Try very hard. And yeah, now at least we have each other to run ideas by.
Yeah, at least we have each other. No, it's true. At least we, you know, we were having a debate about a text conversation today.
Yep.
That we were formulating, scheming on. Matt threw it up on
We
a
don't
store.
Always formulate them. Eric no, makes no, it no. like we create not. Every single one. A lot of them are real.
Yes.
He makes it like we just fucking sit there and create these text conversations all day.
Well, I do, but not all of them. They're all based off of truth. But
they're all based off, and some of them are very...
Some of them are real, of course. Some of them are actual submissions, but you had one today that you posted on your story and you deleted it immediately.
Yeah, because the... Listen,
why did you delete it?
When you post a lot, for me at least, that's why I never... the way you say I'm building out my story... That seems to do the opposite for me, but maybe I don't do it strategically like you. Like I don't do any like thumbs up, thumbs down, like any engaging. So I posted a lot yesterday to my story that there was no like engaging parts. They got good views like for my followers. And then today I posted and like, you can tell right away when a story's just like not picking up.
Yep.
And it was just getting like, it got such little views in like the first 3 or 4 minutes. Like literally like really, really nothing. And I was like, I'll just fucking pull it and then wait until like it refreshes. I feel like it has to like refresh sometimes.
The algorithm for sure goes in waves.
Yeah.
Sometimes my stories will get 8,000 views. Other times they'll get 35, 40,000 views. And a lot of it, of course, is dependent on what we're posting. But the algorithm, like whenever there's like a 3-day weekend or there's some event that's happening, it could definitely like fuck up the views a little bit, but you could provide more context to your stories. So if you post a text conversation, if you put a text over that that says something like, oh my God, look at this response or something like that, then it just at least like engages people to look at it. So instead of just sharing things to your story, I always try to put like a caption or something that like points at what I want people to look at. Or saying something, you could even ask a question like, what would you say to this? And it doesn't have to be a question where people could actually submit their response, but people will DM.
Yeah.
And the more people that DM you, that obviously like ups your story.
Yeah.
Views.
I found that sometimes my story is so good that I'm like, that should have been a post.
Yeah.
You know,
stories is where the gold is. That's where I've done a lot of like questionnaires where I've done like, just ask me anything. And those have been really funny sometimes where people are like, dude, I was laughing my ass off of that. Well, no one said that, but
no one ever said that.
But people will say, like, hey, I really enjoy it. No one says that either. No one says anything.
I won. So before we knew each other, I won the contest for best real estate rap name.
That's you did?
Post Mahome.
Oh yeah, that was great. Yeah, Missy Selliott.
Oh, someone did that?
Someone did that. Yeah, those are t-shirts.
Yeah, true. We should also do a Banter Bros shirt just for us.
No one would ever consider looking at that. Yeah, maybe just for us. But I like them. I like Missy Selliott, Post Mahomes.
Yeah. You can even do Post Malones and do loans. Yeah.
Post Malones. Those are good. We should totally do that. Just real estate rap names on shirts.
That's jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that for sure. Okay, we keep talking about all these shirts we're going to do and the merch, and we're going to release, you can buy merch right now, but we haven't officially released it. We're just ironing out some kinks,
yeah,
if you will. So just hold up. They're going to be, as Eric would say, fire. Okay,
they're going to be fire.
Yeah, so we're going to bring the heat with those.
Yeah, you know, we're figuring out the podcast game.
Yeah,
we're good with our content on our pages, but it's a whole new ball game trying to produce and promote contest or podcast content for sure.
Yeah. And fun fact, our Overask page doesn't have reels. So
yeah, this is a disaster. So we started this page in January or end of December, and there's an Instagram bug, and we looked it up. A lot of accounts have this where it just doesn't have the reels feature, and it's completely fucking us.
Yeah.
So we have to just post these videos, and we're just getting, you know, a third or a fourth of the engagement that we would be getting it with like full size reels. Cause with reels, we could put the captions on it.
Yeah, we could, exactly.
Instead of having the captions be auto-generated or having to do them through some other feature, we could actually say something on the thing, like Ryan Serhant talks about why he started Serhant, and then actually have the texts that are like looping people in.
And it works so well. Cause like sometimes I can't have my audio on.
Yeah.
I can still see what's going on.
Exactly.
It's perfect. You get so much more views that way and engagement. And yeah, so we've messaged Instagram 7,000 times.
It's the first thing I do every morning.
It's fucked. So yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming out. We're going to, we're going to be continuing doing this. We're looking into some better video and audio quality. We do all this on Zoom right now.
Yeah, I'm looking to remove this painting from behind my head at some point. Yeah,
you need a fucking one of these. Say the first thing we're starting a podcast. Literally 5 minutes later, I ordered this.
Yeah.
Like, that's sick.
That is sick. Yeah, you got a little studio set up. I'm literally just sitting in my living room with this awful abstract painting behind me.
Yes. Well, yeah, get one of those. I sent you who did that too.
Can you resend it?
I don't know where it is now. I don't know who did it, but anyways, to close, I've had a lot of people, I'm assuming you get this too. People say, you should try stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever done stand up? You should try stand up. I said, no, I haven't tried. And like, I just feel like it's such a different animal. Like, and we're doing real estate shit, you know?
Yeah, that's the lowest form of humor. Yeah, but...
Have you done stand-up?
I did it once at this comedy club called The Brainwash in San Francisco. It was a laundromat. I just did like a couple impressions and to three, you know, methed out people sitting in the laundromat that no one laughed. So that was my only attempt. I never wanted to, though. I like reacting to stuff. I like being reactionary within conversation. I think that's where the humor I could provide is. Also memes and shit, or just videos where I could, you know, edit it 10 times where I know it's actually funny. I think I'm good at knowing what's funny and good at being funny within conversation. But anytime you're forced to be funny where people are literally looking at you, waiting for that person to make them laugh, that's like the ultimate no-go zone for me.
I know. It's weird. It's a different animal. I would love to try it I think it could build some real character.
Yeah.
And really, sure. but because it is hard. It is fucking hard. But yeah, just one more thing about the stories. The selfie mode stories that I do on my page now, the reel that you just posted, that came from my stories. They were always getting like literally probably hundreds of DMs.
Yep.
from those. And I was like, okay, that's a good actually little tip. I would say, if you're not sure about content, try it out in your stories.
Yep.
And if you get good engagement and people responding, you know, okay, fuck, maybe this is something good that I can do every week as a post. So
car ranting videos are super in right now on TikTok reels and much everything. Yeah. Because it's such a relatable scenario because you're in your car. No one else could hear anything that you're saying. You're comfortable filming yourself. So that's, and for realtors, we spend so much time in our car. Well, at least most realtors do. I spend most of my time just at home.
Yeah, my Porsche. It's
sick. Right, exactly. Yeah. But it's those moments before inspections, before open houses, before showings that you could actually like capture that provide more context to the joke for sure. So any sort of in-car rant for real estate's good content.
It's good to know. I'm going to pick up again on TikTok like you're going to do reels. Yeah. I'm going to try some shit on TikTok. Style.
We're missing the ball with TikTok. That's just right for the taking. The real estate content on there is shit.
I have a funny idea. I'll tell you off air.
Tell me now.
Maybe we could build up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I think it could be good. But so if you're unsure about content, try some different things. Shoot them in your stories. See what happens. You don't have to shoot them physically in your stories. You can actually, for stories, it is better if you shoot like just from your phone camera and then post the stories. If it's longer than 15 seconds, it actually like cuts off more of the video when it transfers to the next scene.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah. It's annoying.
Yeah. It's really annoying. So if you're doing stories, do it right in your stories. Just like try out content there and then you can get a good gauge, because someone doesn't like your story, who cares? It's gone in 24 hours.
Exactly. You don't get the feedback.
Yeah. And if you get the feedback, it's good.
It's good. Exactly.
Yeah.
But you don't get the likes, you don't get the comments.
Yeah.
So it's huge. Yes. Stories, post stories.
Post stories. Okay. So now you got it. Think about your real estate dream teams. Let us know. And
wait, before you sign off, like this on YouTube. Leave a comment on YouTube. Leave us a review on podcasts. It really helps. If you're enjoying these conversations, let us know. Because if you're not, we'll just stop doing them.
Yeah, just let us know and we'll fucking stop.
Because we're not enjoying these.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for another episode of Over Ask. Y'all take care now.